بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we will begin the actual study of the hadiths of Kitab al-Buyu' from Umdat al-Ahkam. And the first hadith and the second hadith that we will take now. The first one was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the buyer and the seller have the choice to cancel or to confirm the bargain before they separate from each other while being together. This is first part. The Arabic, al-bayyani bil-khiyar, ma lam yatafarraqa. The two people buying and selling, they have the option either to go ahead or to cancel as long as they are being together. They do not separate. The second part of the hadith, or one of them gives the other the option to choose. Therefore, if one gives the choice to the other and the deal was done, the deal is final. The second hadith is related, so we will take it as well. Narrated by Hakim ibn Hizam, may Allah be pleased with him. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, both the buyer and the seller have the option of canceling or confirming the bargain unless they separate. If they speak the truth and mention the defects, then their bargain will be blessed. And if they tell lies and conceal the defects, their transaction would lose the blessing, the barakah, from or of Allah. And this was reported in Al-Bukhari. Let's go now and to explain the two hadiths. Hadith Ibn Umar, Hadith Hakim Ibn Hizam. The Prophet is saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the buyer and the seller have the choice. What kind of choice? This is known in fiqh as al-khiyar, the choice. And this is from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning it is part of the religion. But the Prophet gives us some conditions. The most important condition is that we do not separate. What is meant by separation? What is known to most of us as acceptable separation? So if you are in a house and you make the transaction and you go to the upper floor or you leave the house, then the deal is final. And I will explain to you again how this is going to take place. Islam gives the choice to the Muslims if they make the wrong decision. Now, sometimes I'm with you in a room and I see your watch and it's, wow, beautiful watch. I want to buy it. And it so happens that the other person doesn't want the watch. Says, okay, how much you're buying it for? And he'll say, I'll take it for 1,000. And the man says, I accept. Takes off the watch, puts it on the table. The man takes his wallet, puts the 1,000 on the table. The man takes the money, the man takes the watch. Wow, beautiful watch. The guy says, beautiful money. But while still in the room, after an hour, after 2 hours, they have lunch, they talk, they speak, they have desserts. They do whatever they want. After a while, they did not separate physically. After a while, one of them changes his mind. And says, listen, I think 1,000 is little. I want my watch back. Or the other one says, Akhi, take your watch. 1,000 is a lot of money. I don't want your watch anymore. Is this permissible? The answer is yes. Is it mandatory upon both? Because I sold you the watch, I'm not willing to take it. Khalas, I have the money, I don't want to. No, the Prophet tells us that this is mandatory. Both of us have to accept. If one does not want to continue with the transaction, it is a must. The condition is that we are in the same room. Okay, what about if I take the money of the watch. I gave the watch to my friend and I said, 1 minute, please. And I leave the room and I come after 5 minutes. And when he changes his mind, he says, okay, khalas, I changed my mind. Give me my money. I said, it's done. The deal is final. He said, I changed my mind. He said, yo, the Prophet said, as long as they do not separate, I separated. What is the ruling on that? The ruling is haram. This is not permissible and it's not accounted for. One would say, type, it was reported that Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, used to do this. And he's the narrator of the hadith. He used to separate. He buys something. He used to say 1 minute and he goes and he comes back. So the deal is final. Well, scholars said that Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, did not know that there is another hadith where the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that you should not leave the room so that you enforce the sale. If you intended to do this, no, this is haram. But if you separate naturally, if he says, listen, I'm going to buy a cheeseburger and come, and he goes to buy a cheeseburger and comes, he says, I changed my mind. Khalas, it's final. He cannot change his mind because we separated without the intention of breaking the deal or making the deal. So this is the main condition. The Prophet also says, alayhi salatu wasalam, or you give the choice. What kind of choice? You and I are buying and selling. I have my merchandise, you have your money. Before we make the bargain, I say to you, listen, you do not have the choice. Once we say the deal is done, it's done. Do you agree? He says, I agree. Khalas, I agree, you agree, the deal is done. After 5 minutes, he says, I changed my mind. Can he? The answer is no, because there is mutual agreement that the choice is gone. So this is what is meant by al-khiyar, or the choice of, they call it al-majlis, where we are gathering together. This is in Arabic called khiyar al-majlis. And the choice has a number of different kinds, not only of the majlis. So let us first see if we understand the concept or not. Do we all understand the concept? I go to a place that sells jewelry. I buy a necklace for my wife. I give him the money. He puts it up in a box and he gives it to me. Now I'm talking about what? Islamic transactions. I'm not talking about what is applicable now. Now the minute the buyer catches the money, you see a very yellow smile. Khalas, ya akhi, no akhi, don't give me this stuff. I'm not your akhu, I'm not your brother, and you're not my brother. This is money. I'm talking about the Islamic transactions. Why? Because Islam purifies the hearts. So I would not fool you on buying something and then say, khalas, the deal is done. No, you have enough time while we're in the same shop, while we're in the same gathering, to make a choice of your own. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam goes on in Hadith Hakim ibn Hizam and he clarifies to us the same concept that the buyer and seller have the choice. But scholars say that there are a number of different choices. One of them is the choice of the location, which means that as long as we do not separate physically, the sale has to be implemented. There is a choice of condition, and this is a very beautiful condition or choice that makes transactions easier. I buy your car. How much? 20,000? Here is 20,000. On the condition that I try it for a week. If I don't like it, I'll bring it back and I take my money back. Accept? And the man says, accept. So this is called the choice of condition. I put a condition. I rent the house from you. This is 1 month in advance, but I will try it for a week. If I don't like it, you give me back the money. He says, yeah, but I will deduct the amount of 1 week. So this is in agreement, no problem. As long as we agree and there is nothing haram in our agreement, the agreement is final and done. Also, there is the choice of being fooled. What is the choice of being fooled? I come to the market and I have no knowledge of the prices. And I ask the brother, how much is this? He says, oh, this is very expensive. This is 100,000. And I'm new, I don't know. And I take it. And I go to the shop next door and I find the same product. How much is this? This is for 5 rupees only. I bought it for 100,000. Said, well, he made a fortune out of you. This is the choice of being fooled and the choice of ambiguity. This is not acceptable. There is the choice of making something different to what it is really is. When you have a car, before you sell it, what do? You wash it, you polish it, you clean it, you put new parts here and there, because from the outside, looks beautiful. So if I am fooled and I buy this car and then find that there is defect, so this is something that allows me to have the choice. The choice of what? The choice of defect. And we will come to that after a while in explaining the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So this is the choice of defect. The choice of beautification or of showing something that is not what reality is also another choice illustrated, as will it come with us inshallah. When you buy a sheep or a goat and the owner of the goat did not milk it for 7 days, when you come and buy the goat, what do you see? Oh, this goat has a lot of milk. This means that I can have like 5 liters a day. Oh, this is a very healthy and good goat. I will buy it. And after buying it, and I'm milking it for one time, the milk is gone. And it's not generating any new milk. Why? Because he fooled me. They used to do it in Arabia. They tie the breast so it would become big with milk. So the Prophet said, this is up to you, the buyer. If you bought it, now what do you think? You want to go on or cancel it? It's up to you. If you want to cancel it, go ahead. But you have to return it with a sa' of dates, as we will come, inshallah, to discuss. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.